At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, Jackson City fire crews rolled to a structure fire last night. According to Fire Chief Debbie Mackey, the call came in just after 10 of a vegetation fire off of Church Street. When first units arrived, they discovered it was actually a residential structure fire at 409 Church Street. Crews began attacking the fire and worked to protect nearby structures. Firefighters were able to knock the blaze down within about 30 minutes of arrival. Fire personnel and equipment from Ione, Sutter Creek, AFPD, and CAL FIRE assisted in extinguishing the fire. Mackey says, according to the owner of the property, the home was not occupied. The cause of the fire is under investigation. And we've talked many times about the safe use of equipment. And yesterday, someone just didn't get the memo. CAL FIRE Tuolumne Calaveras Unit firefighters rolled to a 4-acre wildland fire in the Copperopolis area. Now, the cause was unsafe equipment use. Now, remember, it's imperative when conducting defensible space work around your home that you choose the correct method and tool for the job. Remember, a lawnmower is for green grass, not for dead, brown, tall vegetation. That was the cause of yesterday's fire. Now, if you want additional information, you can always visit readyforwildfire.org. Remember, conduct your equipment use before 10 o'clock in the morning. Ensure that any gas-powered equipment has a spark arrestor, and periodically check your equipment for debris buildup near the motor exhaust or deck blades, too. And if you can, remove any rocks from the area where you will be mowing your green grass. Well, the Amador School Board received its regular update on how the school district is handling COVID at schools. The board also fielded a complaint from Amador High School swim team coach Julia Sirk. Two of her senior team members are being kept from competing in the league finals due to quarantine recommendations after the student athletes were exposed to someone testing positive for COVID-19. In other business, the board approved an increase in the fee that is collected on new building construction in order to pay for new school facilities, as well as approving the purchase of classroom software that aids in class planning and creation of new courses. And the arrival of a strange-looking package led to the evacuation of the Amador County Health and Human Services building yesterday. According to the sheriff's office, just before 9, Public Health reported a suspicious package was mailed to their office located in the HHS building. The package was unexpected. There was not a return name on the package. The item was an unusual weight for its size, and it was sealed with an excessive amount of tape. Sheriff's Office deputies responded and evacuated all personnel. The Calaveras County Sheriff's Office Explosive Ordnance Team was contacted and arrived on scene shortly after the building was evacuated. The team safely removed the package from the building and moved it to a safe, isolated area where they were able to safely view the contents of the package. A forensic inspection later determined the package contained 2 cans of crab meat that had expired, and a note enclosed in the package asking that the health department look into it. And the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is scheduled to begin the removal and replacement of polluted soil at the end of Spun Road in Jackson. The EPA will remove soil in the Argonaut Mine headframe area at the end of Spun Road. This area is part of the Argonaut Mine Superfund site. The cleanup operation is at the request of the state of California to address lead and arsenic that polluted soil in this area. The work is scheduled to last about 4 to 5 weeks and will run Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trash, postal, and delivery services will continue as normal in the area, and residents will experience some light construction noise and reduced parking on Spun Road. Now, a set of documents explaining the cleanup work is available to view at the county library or on the EPA website at epa.gov/superfund/argonautmine. Now, if you'd like to speak to someone about the project, Please contact the EPA's Community Involvement Coordinator for the project, Gavin Pauly, at 415-535-3725. And this week, the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office was forced to close down a long-standing substation in the town of West Point. The owner of the property needed to utilize the space for other reasons, so unfortunately, the Sheriff's Office had to vacate the building. Due to the short notice, the Sheriff's Office is now looking for a suitable replacement for the substation. Sheriff's substations play a vital role in communities and facilitate positive interaction between deputies, sheriff volunteers, and citizens. Finding another location in the West Point area is a high priority. The Sheriff's administrative staff is working with the community leaders of West Point and the Board of Supervisors to secure a new site. If you have any questions or a suggestion for a possible location for a sheriff's substation, please contact Greg Stark, 754-6783. And a quick reminder for you, Sutter Amador Health will hold a community blood drive on Thursday, June 3rd, from 9:30 to 3:30. Be sure to eat and drink well, drink plenty of water. Please bring a photo ID, and you must wear a mask or face covering. If you are 16 years of age, you must have a signed parent consent form as well. The Bloodmobiles will be parked in the hospital parking lot at 200 Mission Boulevard. Also, a quick reminder for you that today at 4 o'clock is the deadline to have your applications submitted to the Amador County Fair Office for the Miss Amador Scholarship Competition. That's today at 4 o'clock, Fairgrounds office. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.